All right, right now it's 73 in Columbia. We really appreciate you joining us here on The Point. Thank you for hanging out with us on this a Tuesday morning. And if it is a Tuesday morning, and if it is 8:35, and those things are actually true, it is 8:35 on a Tuesday, that means it is time for our Positive Points on Aging. We have a wonderful partnership with our friends over at Oakley Village in Lexington. They're great folks over there, and they loan us each week a visit with Karen and Marsha. And this week, Karen's here. Marsha, yes. she's traveling? Is she on vacation?
She's on vacation.
Good for her.
Which is what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
When it gets hot and school is out, what does everybody want to do? They want to get away.
Travel time.
Yep, it's time to go. But have you ever thought about traveling with somebody with dementia?
That's got to be very challenging.
Yeah, it's not easy. And so I've got, we kind of touch base of this every year, but it, you know, with new ideas and new thoughts. So I thought I'd bring it back up again today.
Glad you have. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, and not everybody heard last year.
No.
So let's try it again. There are six tips I want to talk about to start off with. If you've got to travel with somebody with dementia and how to make it successful.
Mm-hmm.
And is it worth it to
right.
you? That's the big question. How advanced is the person's dementia? That's the first question
sure.
you need to ask. Early stages, it's probably okay, and you can float through some of the confusion and the behavior problems, and you might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Middle stages, it gets a little bit more difficult.
I would imagine.
You might want to be a little more realistic, and you might want to be a little more on edge and think about things. If somebody has late stages of dementia, please do not travel with them. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to you, and it's not fair to the people that they're around them that they're traveling with, because they cannot handle that much stimulation and confusion. They need calm and stability. So I really do, unless there's something that you think is absolutely necessary, traveling with somebody with late stages of dementia is just not a good idea.
It almost sounds cruel.
It really
it sounds selfish. I don't know, cruel might not be the word, because if you don't have bad intentions, I don't think you're trying to do something cruel. But it almost sounds a little selfish that if that person's going to be put into an environment that is just not going to be good for them, then it's not going to be good for you either.
It's not going to be good for
yeah.
anybody. And you have to think about, yes, you want your loved one to be the person they used to be. You've heard us say this before,
yeah.
But they're not.
It's just
and
not
so
a reality.
Go into that beach house that they've gone to for 20 years, like we were just talking about, is not necessarily their idea of fun, because it's not something, even though they did it for 20 years, it's not really familiar, and they're not going to recognize it. And it's more about you at that point.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think cruel is the right word, but I do
yeah.
think selfish might be, because ask yourself, I mean, what's your motivation?
Right.
Why are you really doing this? Who are you really doing this for
right.
at this point? Because if they don't even know where they're going,
what difference does it make?
Yeah.
And as we always say, go to their journey. Don't bring them back to yours, because it doesn't work. So here's another one. How well are you going to cope with a dementia person and their symptoms if you're traveling? Are you a person that gets stressed out? I get stressed out. I get really nervous when I have to fly. I don't mind flying. I just get worried about missing planes. Are you that kind of person? Then maybe you need to rethink your plans and make it simple. Challenging behaviors in an airport, challenging behaviors even in a car, going to Mr. Bucky's or any of those big old gas stations.
Sure.
I mean, it can be scary. So make sure that you're up for the challenge and that the people you're going with are up for it. How do they do in crowds? Like I just said, if they don't do well in crowds, it's probably not a good thing to be traveling in an airport. Got to think about these things. And again, like we just said, is the trip worth it? What are they going to get out of it, and what are you going to get out of it too? So make sure everybody's winning in this one. And when you're traveling, please have a support system. Make sure you've got people there that know what's going on and are willing to help you. If you start to have a meltdown and you can't redirect the person with dementia without getting into a fight, have somebody there with you. Make sure you've got a partner in crime with this. At least two people. Never try to do this by yourself, because it's very, very difficult.
Right.
And so those are some things I think you should ask yourself before you travel. Now we need to talk about what are the tips to make a calm traveling experience. Plan ahead. Sounds obvious, but people don't plan ahead. I'm not a great planner. I just kind of go by the seat of my pants
sure.
and love to just hit at the road and go. Have destination stops. You know, can you only travel for 2 hours? So where's 2 hours down the road with this person? Where are you going to stop? How long are you going to stop? Restroom breaks. You guys were just talking about that. That's
yeah.
important. You know?
Yeah, clean bathrooms and things like that. You know, again,
yeah,
you're handling someone with dementia. It's going to be already a challenge. But the last thing you want to have to do is go stop saying, okay, we can't find a clean bathroom.
Right.
You kind of need to map this thing out best you can. And, you know, what's interesting is, of course, every time you bring up a topic, I try to internalize it a little bit for myself. I think about that trip that I went up to Ohio to get Cousin Bob to move him down. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into because he was not well.
Right.
And we were trying to bring him to a better environment down here in South Carolina. It ended up going better than I expected it to go. But I will tell you, you know what the biggest demand he had the whole trip was? Find me a place that has good hot dogs.
Well, you know, did you have trouble finding that?
We had to stop at a few places.
Okay.
And finally he kept saying, it's okay. And I was like, no. You asked for one thing. I'm finding you your hot dogs. So finally, you know, I found him hot dogs. And he was so happy.
Cool.
Because he didn't get any hot dogs where he was, and he wanted a hot dog so badly, a freshly made hot dog. And it's like the little things. But
right. But
when you're somebody who is that age and you're dealing with that emotion, I can't possibly fathom what he's going through, the fear he was going through.
Sure.
And Karen, he wanted a hot dog. How hard is it for his little cousin Kevin to find him a hot dog? I was going to find him. I didn't care if I had to stop. After XX, we found him a hot dog.
Yelp is your friend in a case like
you
that.
You ain't kidding, sister. Yeah, that was. We found him his hot dogs,
That's
and he got
good.
A couple of hot dogs, so he was very happy. But again, what you were talking about, I internalized a little bit
just
because I was very nervous about the bathroom situation. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he was incontinent.
Right.
I didn't know what was going to happen. And so, like I said, he ended up being an absolutely wonderful travel companion who told me great story after great story. Now, I heard the same story probably about seven times each state, but so what? It was wonderful.
And as long as it doesn't make you anxious, as long as you were okay and you could handle that, then
But God, I did what you just told me. I was mentally prepared. I had planned for... Don't plan on this being a 12-hour drive. You better plan on this being as long as it needs to be.
Absolutely.
Period. Because once you get there and you get them and you're coming to South Carolina, even if you have to stop at a hotel, whatever, you're not stopping till you get him here.
Right. And you have to think about those things. And people
right.
really stopping to know that they're hot dogs, if that's what they like. It works. And we do have tools now that we didn't used to have.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
I was sitting here thinking when you were saying that, it used to be that AAA would plan out your trip.
Your triptych,
for you. Yeah. They don't do that so much anymore because we're so busy doing our own.
Even plus, you know, you pull up an app and, you know, you can Google or you can Yelp or whatever, closest place to find fresh hot dogs.
Right.
I mean,
so,
you
know. But be aware and plan those kinds of things because it is important.
Sure. Little things also, like you said, really, really, really matter in terms of your planning stages. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Another thing to look forward to look for when you're traveling is know anxiety in your loved one. Know what triggers anxiety in them. Your cousin Bobby was okay, but he could have been very, very nervous and very, very anxious. And maybe not finding a hot dog could have set him over the edge. So you need to be aware of what's going to upset your loved one. Identify that and try to reduce that as much as possible.
So do you try to create their environment within your environment?
If you possibly can, absolutely, because you want to go where they are, not where you are.
Exactly. Well, and again, back to the Bobby trip, just because I'm using that as today's example.
Yep.
First thing I did was I've always known he's a great storyteller, so I just started asking him family questions.
Let him go.
And he just kept telling me stories of his military and his father's military and his this. And tell me about my mom when she was a kid. And, you know, just... And I created his environment.
And it was priceless.
It was wonderful for me, actually.
You have stories now that
I
you
do.
Never
I didn't
ever
even know.
Yep.
I never knew some of the things about him. So, anyway,
you've got to find joy in the moment. And there's a... Jolene Bracke has written a book about creating moments of joy, and it's very true, and that's what you did. And it made him happy, too.
Yeah.
It took all the fear out of him because he could talk about something
I put him
knew.
In his environment.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. All right, we are headed to the Fox Business Report. We're having a good visit with Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our positive points on aging, and we're talking about this time of year when everybody wants to travel. You don't want to leave grandma or grandpa out or mom or dad out, but... You got to decide, is it really the right decision or not, especially when there's dementia involved. We're coming back on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Around the world, markets are mixed today. Wall Street made gains Monday, but stock futures are down this morning ahead of the opening bell. Big box store Target is canceling orders from suppliers. It's reportedly slashing prices to clear out amassed inventory ahead of the critical fall and holiday shopping seasons. Americans are apparently shifting away from spending on home improvement products, instead focusing on traveling and nights out on the town. That includes dressier clothing. Oil prices are higher today. The global supply is expected to be even tighter as China eases its latest round of COVID restrictions. This is gas prices continue to skyrocket. AAA puts the nationwide average for a gallon of regular now at $4.92. That's up a nickel from just a day ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
After 9/11, Ben Harrow couldn't wait to enlist in the Army. But in Afghanistan, Ben stepped on an IED while leading an anti-terrorism mission. Ben survived but lost both of his legs above the knee, two fingers, and sustained injuries to his right forearm. Ben now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Ben. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.com.
Nathan Ballantyne, a conservative who shares our values and protects our quality of life. He's a longtime dedicated leader who's fought for his community in Colombia. He's committed to holding the line and protecting our values once again. Please re-elect conservative Republican Nathan Ballantyne to House District 71. Paid for by the SC Realtors Political Action Committee, 3780 Fernandina Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210.
In South Carolina, elections are right around the corner, and this year it's more important than ever to know when, where, and how to vote. Because now, South Carolinians can vote early in the primary from May 31st to June 10th. AARP South Carolina has your back with up-to-date election information, like how to register, where to vote, and key voting deadlines. Visit aarp.org/scvotes and make your voice heard. That's aarp.org/scvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, here are your three drinks and slushes. Enjoy your Sonic.
Oh, the best part about the Sonic app is definitely that the drinks are always half price.
So this is happy hour all the time.
It's happy hour.
It's happy hour.
Yeah.
Happy hour. Oh.
And we all lived happily ever after.
Oh.
It's happy hour every hour with the Sonic app. Get half price drinks and slushes whenever you order with the app. This is how we Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
On June 14th, in the Republican primary, Secretary of State Mark Hammond has earned our trust. Over his tenure, Mark Hammond has kept business filing fees low, transitioned the office from paper documents to faster, more secure electronic documents. And when bad actor charities try to scam South Carolinians, Mark Hammond takes swift action to protect charitable givers. Mark Hammond has kept his campaign promises and has earned our vote June 14th.
I'm Mark Hammond, and I approve this message.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on, you need to call Greg. Online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Does your kitchen look like a scene out of a 1970s TV show? Is it time to modernize things with a fresh look? Let me strongly suggest you consider my friends over at Stone Interiors. And yes, these are folks I've known a long time, first as their customer and for many years as a partner right here at The Point. They turned our countertops into the centerpiece of our entire kitchen. Stone Interiors checks all the boxes. They're locally owned and operated, so they're here for 20 years and they stand by their work. They have the widest selection of granite, marble, and quartz to go with their incredible workmanship on counters, outdoor kitchens, tile flooring, backsplashes, and a whole lot more. great selection, tremendous care for their work, to go with a design staff to help you from start to finish on your next project. You don't have to have a Brady Bunch kitchen anymore. Climb into 2022. Give yourself a beautiful countertop. Give yourself a great summer with an outdoor kitchen. Go visit and see for yourself online at stoneinteriors.com or give them a call, make an appointment, watch what Stone Interiors can do for you. 461-8950, 461-8950.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
It's 8:51. Good morning and welcome back in on The Point. Really appreciate you having some time with us and spending some time with us. And I really hope that you're in a good mood. We want you to be happy around here. That's why we have not just the points of aging, the positive points on aging. And we've got Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village for the next 9 minutes hanging out with us. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, Erica and John on their way in, they'll be hanging with us for Your Way Home. That's coming up. And then later on today, by the way, just a reminder, 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour, Tazima will be joining me on the afternoon drive, so we'll have some fun with her. Now, we've been talking, Karen, about traveling with our loved ones, especially those that are dealing with dementia. Yeah. And you spoke about first early stage versus middle stage versus late stage, and really having to know your audience. That was first and foremost, is don't even try this if it's something late stage, because you're
asking for trouble.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. Now, again, if it's one of those things where I'm taking this person to eventually what's going to be their resting place, or if you're taking this person somewhere where it's an essential necessity, then okay, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
But if you're doing it just because you think you're doing them a blessing, oh, maybe this will trigger some memories if we go to where he grew up.
It's not the same. And, you know, we hear people talk about wanting to go home when they have dementia, and the reality is that even if you take them back to their own home where they grew up as a child, it's never the same. They still say they want to go home. So plan ahead. Make sure you're doing the right thing for the right reasons. And then know your audience. Know what's going to trigger these problems that are going to set them off. And don't overload them with too much information. You know, okay, Mom, so we're going to get in the car today and we're going to drive to Myrtle Beach. Simple, to the point. Myrtle Beach is a place she probably knows, and that's the end of that. Don't tell them we're going to stop at Uncle Joe's on the way and then stop here and stop there and do this and do that. Just go and take it simple. Simple is always best. Something that I encourage and that we talk about at Oakleaf a lot, environmental changes can trigger things like wandering and confusion. ID bracelets are a really good thing to have, even if you're not traveling, even if you live at home and you're taking care of your loved one in your house.
Sure.
South Carolina, or the Alzheimer's Association, has a Safe Return program, and they have an 888 number that you can call, and they will get you registered with them, and they give you an ID bracelet, and all that information is in the system. So if your loved one wanders, they can call that number on the bracelet, and they can find where, or somebody who finds them can call that number and find their place and where they're supposed to be.
How many times have we heard, not Amber, but a silver alert?
Isn't that
what they call it, a silver alert?
Yep. Yeah. And that's really scary.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, the person is just right around the corner but tucked somewhere and you can't find them. But oftentimes, if they're walking down the road, or several years back, a couple got into a car and drove down, and they've ended up someplace like Orangeburg. And when the police found them, they didn't have any ID on them. Had they had the Safe Return bracelet, they could have found where they were supposed to be. Travel to destinations that take as few changes and as few... And as simple as possible. If you're flying, try to get direct flights, that sort of thing. Because flying is, you know, we might get time to talk about that, but it's overwhelming.
And again, real quickly on that, I mean, just think about if you get stressed having to go through TSA, if you get stressed having to take your shoes off, if you get stressed having to do all that stuff, how would someone who's going through dementia feel about all this stuff?
Well, and that's one of the things that they talk about. Airport security is total place for meltdown. Anybody, I mean, everybody gets stressed out.
Yeah.
If you do the TSA pre-check, that helps. And let them know what is going on.
Exactly.
Let TSA know that the person that you're traveling with does have dementia. You can call ahead of time. They have something called TSA Cares, and they can help people. This is not just people with dementia. This is people who have any kind of handicaps. If you call 3 days in advance, they will bring somebody to help you with the dementia person. They'll meet you on the side of security. They will get you through in ways that is not quite as overwhelming. You still have to go through the checkpoints, though. So when you're going through a checkpoint with somebody with dementia, make sure that you go first. Because if you're having to grab your wallet and all that sort of stuff, you don't want them standing around waiting for you if you pull to the side, because that's a perfect opportunity for them to
wander
take
off. Yeah.
And let me tell you, they don't care. They're going to not let you go follow that person who's wandering off.
Yeah.
And so you need to make sure that you're with them. You go through first. You explain to the people in line what is going on.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they do have people that will help you, and the airlines do understand, and they want you to be successful, and they don't want to have a problem. So make sure that you let people know. You've heard us talk about these cards before, but sometimes people get pre-printed cards that say, my name is, just a first name,
sure.
Don't need a last
right.
name. I might have dementia, I might have problems speaking, I might be confused,
sure.
I might be overwhelmed. Please understand and be patient.
My sister has that for when she had her stroke.
Right.
And she had a card that says, you know, my name is Audra. I had a stroke, and please be patient with my speech.
Yeah, because if you can't talk, or if you're, even if you're scared, you know, people with dementia, when they get scared, it's hard for them to find the words.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you do things like that. When you're traveling, take medications. Take original prescriptions, because if you get out, like when I was in California and our luggage got stolen, my husband didn't have his medications. Fortunately, the pharmacy here was willing to work with them. But if you have narcotics, you've got to have original prescriptions. If you have controlled substances, they're not just going to fill them and send them to another pharmacy.
No.
So have original prescriptions. Have legal documentation with you. Something happens and you have to go to the hospital, have power of attorney. Have a living will. Have all that stuff with you. It sounds silly, but if they can't do it, then you've got to have that in place for them so that they were protected and well taken care of. Have a list of emergency contacts, too. If you're traveling, let's say, I don't know, let's say something happens to you while you're traveling with someone who has dementia. You better have somebody else who has a list of people they can call to get help.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff is just backup. Make sure the people back home know where you're going, know where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and to expect a phone call. Because I don't know about you, I don't answer phone calls that I don't know. So if a police department from California is calling me, I'm not going to know why unless you've told me to prepare in advance.
Right. And these are all things that you need to know about and understand. And again, that's why you need to, as I used the phrase earlier, know your audience.
Yep.
And know who you're traveling with and if this person can handle or not handle. Because again, I mean, you're setting yourself up for massive failure, and you're setting yourself up for a stress level that you can't even imagine. And then you're setting yourself up for something where the rest of the family is going to get mad at you for why'd you take him?
Why'd you take
that? Exactly. You know, so there's no winning if this person is just not fit for travel. Bring something to them, and they'll enjoy that much more. If it's a song, you know, don't take them to their old park. Bring pictures of
the park
and bring, you know, again, I love what you said about their environment and their world, not yours. How do people find you over at Oakleaf Village?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this is stuff that I think there's just so much more to talk about.
But do remember one thing.
Yeah.
If you do travel, find moments of joy, because it could be one of the greatest times, like you with your cousin
Absolutely.
Bobby, that you ever
Absolutely.
Get to do.
Yeah, very, very well said. Thank you, Karen,
Thank you so much.
Good stuff. A reminder coming up, it's Your Way Home with Erica and John in just a few minutes after top of the hour news. And then later on this afternoon, my friend Tazima coming and hanging out with me on the afternoon drive. We'll talk about some of the issues of the day and take a bunch of phone calls. We'll look forward to that. Another reminder to you that you need to be kind to one another and be friendly to one another. Put a smile on your face. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQAM.
WXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.